As you arrive at Kidspace, the smell of barbecued sausages tingles your olfactory nerve. "I thought it was at a park, not Bunnings," you say to your companion, or no one at all. Walking towards the large fort, the sounds of children playing get louder. A stray balloon floats past you in the breeze, and as you turn to watch it, a child on a scooter almost takes you out. Skirting round the fort in a clockwise direction, you narrowly miss being hit by a piñata stick wielded by a blindfolded 7-year-old. "It's like a war zone," you say, as a shower of tan bark lands in front of you. You bend to gather your own mini arsenal of tan bark and put it in your pocket for later use. Just in case. As you dust off your hands, your eyes are drawn to a monument east of the fort, an oversized number 7. Curious, you walk over to it. There is something truly intriguing about this number 7. You walk the concrete path around it, viewing it from all angles. Staring at it until your vision goes blurry, the monument morphs into a soldier. You look about, startled as the rest of the park shimmers and changes too. The fort disappears. The only piece of remaining play equipment is the flying fox. Elsewhere are rows of tents, latrines, long open-sided canteen buildings, and parade grounds with gun-toting troops marching and doing drills. But instead of the green camouflage print fatigues of today's army personnel, these soldiers wear plain khaki drill. You don't know much about guns, but the weapons the troops are carrying look like they belong in a museum rather than on a battlefield, much less a suburban park. You whack the side of your head several times, but the scene of a 1940s army training camp remains, with you firmly planted in it. You turn back to the original soldier the monument transmuted into, and see he is sporting a Rising Sun badge with the words Australian Commonwealth Military Forces on his slouch hat and a very sour expression on his face. "Another sorry-looking bunch of recruits," he grumbles, looking down his nose at you over an unnecessarily bushy mustache. "Everyone wants to be inducted into the 7th Brigade, but not everyone has what it takes. To see what you're made of, I've devised a short obstacle course. Try and make it across the zip line without falling off. Then skirt around the latrines, scale the fence to the airfield, and await further orders at the brightly painted wall." "What are you waiting for? I've already started my stopwatch." His military tone prompts you to jump into action, and you take off at a sprint, traverse the flying fox, run along the path in front of the toilet block, and continue straight over the barrier to arrive at the graffiti-covered tennis practice wall.